Once upon a time, Turnus Rufus, a Roman official, turned to his friend Rabbi Akiva and asked the following audacious question. Rabbi, whose deeds are better, the deeds of God or the deeds of man? Now, something tells me that none of you have ever posed such a question to your rabbi, but he did. And in answer to his question, Rabbi Akiva brought him two items. In one hand, he held a beautiful, fragrant challah roll. And in the other hand, a stalk of wheat. This was meant to show Turnus Rufus that indeed, the challah roll is much better than a stalk of wheat. I don't know how many of you have ever tried to chew on one, but it's not particularly delicious. But the challah roll, which is the work of man, the challah roll, which involves man taking the raw materials in the world and putting forth effort and manipulation and intelligence, creates a beautiful, delicious challah roll, is far more delicious than the work of God, the stalk of wheat. But what Rabbi Akiva was demonstrating with this exercise was something far deeper than what tastes better, a stalk of wheat or a roll of challah. Because Rabbi Akiva was demonstrating that, of course, the works of God are greater, because God, who was the ultimate giver, lived alone in a perfect, beautiful world until human beings came on the scene and started making mistakes and started hurting each other and started breaking down the world and creating disconnections. Why did God invite human beings to be a part of this otherwise perfect, harmonious, and synchronized world? The only reason God did this is because God is the ultimate giver. God wanted to give to human beings by allowing us to be imperfect and make mistakes and earn a higher level of reality. But more than that, God wanted to invite human beings to partner with Him in creating something beautiful in this world. Could God have created the meanest challah roll ever? You better believe it. But He didn't do that. He created a stalk of wheat, and He invited us to be His partner in creating something beautiful. And that is a much higher level of giving. So when Rabbi Akiva was demonstrating the deeds of man are better because man can make challah and God can make a stalk of wheat, he was really showing something much deeper than that, which is that God made the wheat and God made the people and God invited people to be God's partner in completing and fixing and repairing this world. But it goes even further than that, because what that beautiful, fragrant challah roll demonstrates is that God is inviting us to be His partner in being givers in general in this world. Because when we bake challah, when we bake something delicious, we're being givers. We're creating something beautiful, delicious, fragrant, nourishing for our family, for our friends, for our loved ones, for whoever's going to be joining us for dinner. But God said, I want you to do something even better than that. I want you to be an even better giver than that. I want you to include even more people in your circle of giving. And back in the temple times, when the entire Jewish people lived in the land of Israel, everyone had a portion of land to live off of, except for the tribe of Levi and the Kohen, the Jewish priests who served the Jewish people in the temple. And God said to the Jewish people, every time you bake challah, I want you to take off a little piece and give it to the Kohen. I don't just want you to make something delicious for your friends and family. I want you to take off a little piece, and that taking off that little piece should pinch. It should be a little less challah for you and your family. So you can say, God, I'm not only thinking of my own, I'm thinking of the strangers. I'm thinking of the people who help us. I'm thinking about gratitude. I'm thinking about sharing with those people that it may not be instinctive for me to share with. And nowadays, we do the same thing. We take off a small piece of challah. We don't actually give it to the Kohen, because nowadays it's hard for us to ascertain exactly who is or isn't a Kohen, because there has been widespread dispersion, persecution, and it's hard to know exactly who's who. And that piece of challah that we separate is holy. So instead, we discard it respectfully, which we'll talk about in a little while. But still, every time we bake challah and we remove a little piece, it teaches us about being a giver. It teaches us about carving off a small piece to give to others. And in this way, we emulate God, patterning after that original story. Could God have done everything by himself? Yes, much more effectively. Inviting human beings to be his partner was a messy and complicated deal. But God did it anyway because he wanted to include us in his mission of giving. He wanted to include us in this incredible action and project called fixing and repairing the world. So every time you make challah, and every time you create something delicious for your family and you take off a small piece to demonstrate, I'm thinking of others as well, you are being God's partner in the act of giving. And there's another layer of giving that we do when we separate challah, because when we do this incredible mitzvah, we are in a state of divine favor. The same way when we light our Shabbat candles, we are creating a state of divine favor when God says, wow, you're doing such an incredible mitzvah. Now is a great opportunity for you to ask me for whatever is on your mind and in your heart. And so when we separate that small piece of challah, it is also a really incredible moment to pray. And you know what? We pray for other people. We can pray for ourselves. We pray for our children. We can pray for people we hardly know. And in this, we demonstrate that there are some people who are able to give financially. There are some people who are able to give emotionally. There are some people who are able to share and impart of their intellect. There are some people who are able to open their homes to others. And then there are times when we feel that we have nothing to give. And sometimes we have to come on to the kindness of others and be takers. And that's okay. Because God said, I want you to all give to each other. And sometimes being a taker makes it a better lesson for us in learning how to be a giver when the wheel turns again. And God willing, it's our turn to be the giver. But no matter how little a person might have, or no matter how low a person might feel, you can always give another person your prayers. And that is another aspect of how the mitzvah of challah creates a culture of giving and allows us to be God's partner in this incredible act, in this incredible project, in this incredible divine mission. And when Turnus Rufus heard this lesson, he really had nothing left to say. How can you say that the deeds of man are greater when the deeds of God include opening his heart, opening his arms, opening his world to include us, to partner with us, and to create a team in which a culture of giving is possible?